So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.
So we all know that college can be very stressful. And a lot of people that go to college because of the stress look for something to do to, I guess you could say, relieve that stress. Well, imagine that you find a hobby. And you're doing that. You start making something to relieve the stress of college. And then you end up selling what you make. Better yet, let's say all of a sudden what you're making, you see it on TV. Or you see it with people walking down the street. It's got to be a thrill. Got to be a real thrill. Well, then, of course, you get your degree. You go into your field for a while. And then decide to go ahead and make a living of doing what you were doing before to relieve that stress during college. And, of course, you got your great friend, Charlie, there to help you. Well, Charlie doesn't really help you, but I guess in a way you could say Charlie does help you because just having him there is amazing. And I know you're sitting there saying, Rich, who is Charlie and what are you talking about? You're about to find out. On this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I have a young lady that was going to college, found a hobby, and now she's making a living with that hobby, and her friend Charlie is always there with her. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. I have a young lady on with me today, and some of you may know her, some of you may not. And she left us. When I say she left us, I mean she's no longer here in Harford County. But you know what? The thing is, she's got Harford County in her blood. She's right down the road. So we have Julie Terborg on from Julie Ellen Designs. First of all, let me say congratulations on the move.
Thank you.
We're going to miss you. But the good thing is, thank God for virtual so people can still see you and talk to you, right?
Absolutely. Definitely Harford County is in my blood. I was raised from a wee child and went to all the wonderful schools locally, and I just love the area.
Well, what school did you go to?
I went to high school. I went to Seymour.
Oh, okay. So, Julie, tell everybody about yourself. Then we'll get into the business. We already know you went to C. Milton Wright, Harford County, Harford County, and which is good, but you do something extraordinary. Well, I don't want to say extraordinary, but I guess you could say extraordinary because you've had great success with it. Correct?
I have. It's been a bit of a whirlwind, but I started off making jewelry. So Julie Ellen Designs is handcrafted jewelry. I like to focus on sterling silver and leather and gemstones. And over the years, I've really, my style has, I would say, I change with the times. So, what's popular, what looks good, and what I am really drawn to, which I usually like really petite and simple designs, but when the market calls for bigger, bolder designs, I'm more than happy to make that. I started making jewelry when I was in graduate school and as a stress relief. And it just grew and grew from there.
Well, wait a minute. What'd you go to graduate school for?
I have my master's in public health.
Get out of here.
No.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did you work in public health?
Oh, absolutely. Many years. And I, you know, as I was doing the business, I continued on my science career. And this was a hobby that turned into a full-time career.
I know that feeling.
So it's been a beautiful transition. Very exciting.
Well, first, let me say thank you because, yeah, I do a monthly podcast with the Harford County Health Department all the time. And the people that work in public health just amaze me. It's
needed right now.
Oh, yeah. But I never really understood what public health really was until I started talking to these people that work there and to hear their stories of why they got into public health. And a couple of them really, they were going to school, but not for public health. I think one was going to be a doctor.
She
went to a lecture for public health and decided that's what she wanted to do.
Well, not to get off, you know,
subject. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I was a biology major in undergrad, and everyone around me was going to medical school, but I knew I didn't. And my brother was in medical school at the time. So my brother's a physician. And everyone's like, well, what are you going to do with your life? I said, I don't want to be in there treating the sick. I want to prevent them from getting sick.
Right.
So they didn't have to see the doctors per se, which of course you need to in general, but you know, the whole idea of epidemics and pandemics was fascinating, and also just ways we can prevent illness. So that's what my focus was and has been my scientific career.
So you did get your degree then?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And I used it for 20 years.
So. Wait a minute, what? Yes. For 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord, you look like you're about 18.
Oh, thank
Man.
You. You made my day.
So while you're in school, you decided to start making jewelry as a stress relief, which, of course, I'm sure school was very stressful.
Yes.
What?
I was in Atlanta, and another student that I was going to school with took me to a bead shop. And I've always been creative. My whole family, even though we're very science
right,
had a creative palette. My father was an incredible artist, a science teacher, and then he had his art on the side. My grandmothers were seamstresses. So I've always been crafty and creative since I was a young girl. And this new hobby, I was able to focus my energy there.
Did you think it would take off the way it has?
No. It was nothing like I expected. It got to a point where my husband said, as the beads and gemstones are piling up in the house, and he's like, you need to stop giving away your jewelry and start selling them. And my friends were saying the same thing, but it was such a scary, every artist is scared to receive that general feedback because you think, friends and family have to love you. So of course they're going to say your stuff is nice. A wonderful neighbor of mine convinced me to start an Etsy shop.
Okay.
And from there I met other artisans who were just like me working full time, but this was a wonderful creative outlet. And I developed this network of people internationally, and I was introduced to the artisan group, which we gift celebrities and stylists our pieces. And
interesting.
Once I did that, my designs were picked up for several TV shows, and it just skyrocketed from there.
How is that to watch the show and say, hey, I made those earrings?
Oh, I still have the same squeal every time.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it's very exciting. So it never gets old. It's a thrill. Absolutely.
Right.
Every time. And, you know, what's interesting in that, and I'm not highly, you know, skilled or educated as far as how the film industry works, but there could be pieces I gifted a year or 2 years ago and suddenly show up on TV. So you have to be ever watchful. And you have, with this wonderful network that I've created locally as well as internationally, I have people always on the lookout for my designs.
Well, I can tell you this. My daughter loves your jewelry because I believe my wife had got her some earrings that what show were they? God, forgive me because I don't watch.
Probably the Vampire Diaries.
That was
Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Yes, my biggest hit. Yes. Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, she's into that stuff, and she writes all the time. She's a writer, and she, you know, watches all that stuff, and have to hear it all the time. She's talking about this book she's writing and these vampires and werewolves. I'm like, It's like, don't. But I keep telling her, I said, don't tell me about it now. Wait till you finish the manuscript. Then let me read it. You tell it to me, I get lost. So, so what shows has your jewelry appeared on?
So it all kicked off with The Vampire Diaries. Goddess bracelet, which has still to this day, I think that debuted in 2012. It's my biggest seller.
Wow.
As well as a pair of earrings from that show. And then most recently, my designs, I think I haven't watched Tuesday's episode, but This Is Us is another big, I guess the stylist uses my designs a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That, wow. So,
that was my big one, but I also have a lot of, I promise my kids are a bit younger, so they're not allowed to watch The Vampire Diaries. And they always said, Mom, when can we watch a show that your jewelry's been on? And Jane the Virgin and just the name of it, you know, freaked them out. So they're like, we can't. I'm like, no, that's not a show for you. So I really looked into Hallmark Channel because that's my daughter and my guilty pleasure. And I was able to find a stylist. So my jewelry's been on Hallmark now.
Really? Yeah, I think an old girlfriend of mine does movies on there. Catherine Bell.
What? No,
well, old girlfriend of mine in my mind. But
oh, in your mind. Okay, I was like, if so, you need to. I need some contacts. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's actually a good idea with Hallmark because, geez, it would go. Everyone, God, you gotta. I'm just thinking, God, with Hallmark, This Is Us, The Vampire Diaries,
Riverdale. That's another one.
No way.
Yes, Riverdale. I've had jewelry on there again. That's not one my children can watch, but has a huge. It's great to be on these shows that have wonderful fan followings, and it's really. I joke my husband is the one who urged me to open the shop on Main Street in Bel Air. And because that really hadn't been on my mind, I really love being behind the scenes.
Right.
And he has a business degree. So he got his master's, his MBA, and really urged me. So I took that plunge and it was the best experience, wonderful. And getting to meet all of the people, not all the people, the fans in Bel Air, it grew my fan base. And then having that daily interaction was more than I could have ever wished for. So people are always excited about seeing my designs on TV. But I tell you, I'm more excited when I walked around town and saw my pieces, or people would come in, a lot of just beautiful souls who write to me and say, this is my favorite pair of earrings. So I know I've moved, but I still have that Bel Air connection and Hartford County connection.
That's great. So your store, and we were talking earlier, because you had the storefront on Main Street and the lease came to an end actually right before COVID started, right?
Correct.
Of course you decided not to renew. So how's it been since that happened, since you no longer have the brick and mortar?
It's been a change, and I can't say it's been a negative one.
Which is good.
Yes. I mean, everyone's struggling with COVID, and particularly having a brick and mortar where people during, as a public health person, I'm very big on isolation and lessening exposure. So for me, it was a great time. And then having the website, which I did have, but I just could not manage my website and then my shop, which we also had been talking earlier, I'm all about shopping local. So my shop, I had over 40 artisans. Everything was handmade. So it wasn't just my jewelry. I was featuring artists from around Maryland. And then fewer of my Etsy friends would also send their stuff. So I'm very big on shopping local and shopping handmade. So only handmade was in Julian Designs, handmade on Main. And closing the shop or ending that tenure has enabled me to really focus on my designs again, which has been exciting for me.
God, you sound just like my neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, seriously. She's the same way. And when it comes to art, she could do anything. And I always told her, it's like, Teresa, all the stuff you do, you need to open your own shop, which she did. Guess what? The lease came to an end right before COVID started.
Oh my heavens. So
yeah.
Timing for that.
So, but hers is in Forest Hill or Falston. And she did the same thing you did. Had a bunch of different artisans put their stuff in there because she's big on supporting local too. And I mean, that's just, that is awesome. Yeah.
It was terrific.
Yeah. When it comes to saying supporting local, both you and her take it to the next step and feature them people in your shop, which is great.
Yes.
You need more people
doing
that.
It would be nice. And it was so fulfilling. I met such wonderful artists, and it's exciting because some of them have been able to launch their careers even further, which I love. I love seeing that. We don't need cookie cutter items, and to have that not only handmade but locally made items was, I think, a great success for the shop,
yeah.
The shop in Bel Air, and gave people a fun reason to come in because artists are changing or items are changing, and it was a wonderful experience. I'm so lucky to have had that.
And the thing is, a lot of people that live here, and I'm sure you're going to see it down in Virginia too, don't realize how many talented artists there are right in their own backyard.
Well, and that's what I felt like I wanted to be an activist for the voice for those artists who, just like me when I started out, were very uncomfortable to show their designs.
Yeah.
That was, that platform empowered me, and I was able to empower other artists.
I never realized until I started Harford County Living, I didn't realize how many, not just artists, but local authors as well, that there are in Harford County. And I was blown away. But the one thing that really I don't understand. You see a lot of these very talented artists in the area and authors, but they don't have websites.
Yes.
And that's one thing I don't understand. Tell everybody, especially these artists and authors out there, how important it is to have your own domain and your own website.
Absolutely. That's number one. And a lot of artists and a lot of artist friends, ask me. I started with an Etsy shop, and back when Etsy was rather young, and it was inundated with jewelry art.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lost in the shuffle, and it wasn't until I'm really big on promoting and interacting with other artists that my shop became known and. Something and it was great. It was a great success, especially when my designs were worn on television because I was able to direct them to Etsy. But what people need to understand is there's so much competition on Etsy and a platform such as that. Etsy has, they're not just going to direct shoppers to your shop. They will give other suggestions for items similar to yours. So if, say, you're selling, you know, a specific pair of earrings, but they'll put an ad, hey, look, you can look here. So I developed my own website, and I wear many hats. So I built my website, once I created that, people are funneled to your pieces, and they don't see others. So for all those artists that are hesitant to do this and have their own you know, name,
yeah,
it's the best choice I made.
So wait a minute, you designed your website?
I did. I mean, cookie cutter. It's not. It's just, you know, hey, in the 3 years that I own the shop, my mother-in-law joked, she's like, you just got your MBA. So
this is a very good look. I'm looking at it now. This is a very good looking website.
Oh, thank you. To me, when I see it, there's so much more I would love to do, but.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Uh-oh, what did you find?
No, this. Because, all right, the black and white photo. Who is that? Because she looks awfully familiar.
Kelly, she is a blogger.
Champagne sippy, right?
Yeah, champagne and sippy cup. Yes.
Okay, I'll be darned.
So another great thing that I love to do is interact with other tons of Harford County people. Mm-hmm. I interact. Ashley Rehrman, photography. She took my photos. I worked with Champagne and Sippy Cup, Kelly, and other bloggers. So we came together to support each other. They were my models, and then, you know,
that's
use each
great.
Other in advertising. So it's all about building that community, and that's what is so great about Bel Air.
Yeah.
I'll never lose that, even though I'm away, because trust me, I'll be back for any festivals and to do these interactive, cross-pollinating efforts.
Well, that's the other great thing about having the website, too. People can still get your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yes.
And actually, tell everybody what the website is.
Oh, it's Julie Ellen Design. So Julie, and then my unique middle name, Ellyn Designs.com.
I love the way that is spelled. I've never seen Ellen spelled that way.
Well, the joke, my mom likes to laugh because I used to hate my middle name. I don't know why, just a little kid. She's like, and now you're using it as your business name.
Well, and I'll have the link to that too in the show notes, so everybody can go to it.
Thank you.
But all right, so you say you are going to be coming back up for the festivals.
Absolutely.
Which,
I miss all of my friends and all of my shoppers.
I hope they start up soon.
Well,
we'll see.
I don't want to put my public health hat on.
Yeah, I think
When it's safe,
yeah.
I'm going to.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a while before that is, just because nobody knows how this is going to be going. And actually, with that, how has COVID actually affected your business? Or has it at all? Because I'm sure they weren't filming, they weren't filming TV series for a while or anything.
Very true, or they do it at a lower, I've learned from talking to my connections, they just had lower, roles, but fewer roles, or people were playing repeat roles.
Right.
So movies that did come out during COVID, you could tell it was not as large of a production.
Yeah.
But they're still rolling. I know it's just such a tough time on everyone, and I'm lucky that I just was able to persevere and kept on. It's all about promoting and finding terrific people to work with.
Yeah, that's true. It's if you have, and you definitely have support from your husband, which is also big. And apparently you also have support from somebody that you left back in Maryland for now, right?
Oh, yes.
Charlie.
Yes. And, I think that was a lot of, a big part of Handmade on Main's success was Charlie. So I just need to put a plug in for House of Hope Animal Rescue. That's where I adopted Charlie from.
Oh, really?
And yes, that was after a couple, I lost my, my heart dog the year before, and he was a rescue as well. He was from Cecil County. And I was volunteering at a shelter and came across him on the first day, and I just had to have him. So he was a black lab, and once we lost him, we went looking for another family dog, and we only adopt. So House of Hope, incredible, incredible people. They rescue dogs from many southern states that wind up at they don't last long in the shelters if they're not pulled. So specifically black dogs, which for some reason are overlooked.
And interesting.
So I only adopt black dogs now after Samson and now Charlie. Well, Charlie became the face of my shop. People came in just to see Charlie, and that was fabulous to me because everyone needs a dog to hug. And even better yet, Charlie's been such a champion for House of Hope.
Yeah.
That I just got an email last week that somebody adopted a dog because of Charlie.
That is awesome.
It has been, that's another relationship that I love, you know, having worked with House of Hope, and then people started fostering because of him. And I wish I knew the number of how many people adopted dogs after meeting Charlie.
Now, where is House of Hope?
They don't have an actual location.
Okay.
It's all based on fostering. And so when they bring a dog up, they send them to an appropriate foster home, and then they adopt out from there.
Do they have a website that you know of?
They do. It's House of Hope Animal Rescue. I'll have to look that up. Maybe you can post that too.
Yes, I definitely want to do that.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, because it's great. And if the website's different, just email me. Let me know.
Absolutely.
But I'll put that in there because I do a lot with the Humane Society. I feature Pets of the Week up for adoption, and my last dog was actually a rescue. And oh God, I miss that dog. And unfortunately, I haven't had another dog since then.
There's always room in your heart. Charlie filled the gap, filled the hole.
Oh, there's a lot of room in my heart. The biggest problem is right now I'm remodeling in my house. I need to put a new fence up. And in all honesty, I don't think it would be fair to the dog. I want a house that's finished. I want a yard that's finished for them to be able to run around in. Because the last dog I had an in-ground pool in the back. Well, since then, and unfortunately since, you know, that dog is gone, I've dug that pool up, which means some of the fences falling apart. So I got to refix all that. And so
we'll keep House of Hope in mind because they are great at finding a great match for you.
And you know what? Watch. And if I go to their website and they have my dream dog, which is an English bulldog, and if they have one in black, I am just going to have to adopt it right away, no matter what.
Well, let's
which would be very rare, because I don't think I've ever seen a black English bulldog.
I don't know.
Watch them start popping up everywhere now.
But maybe you can open your heart to a black lab.
In all honesty, before my last dog, which was a Chinese Sharpei, I had a black lab and had her for 13 years and went away to the Marine to boot camp. When I came home, she was gone. My father said she had ran out and they never found her again or anything. But God, one of the best dogs I ever had, between that and the Sharpei. She was great. And we've had two black labs before, and the black labs, Labradors, period, are just great dogs. I find them to be very obedient. They are true to you.
True blue. Yes. Well, I think that's having the shop and so neat about Charlie. From the day he set foot in the shop, he was everybody's friend. And people were always shocked that I left the front door open and he never left, even though he let you love on him. He attached to me.
Yeah.
But he made everyone feel comfortable, and kids who were scared of dogs started coming back in because Charlie put them at ease.
That's great.
They adopted dogs. So, yeah, it's just that's another partnership that I just absolutely love. House of Hope Animal Rescue.
All right, so you do earrings, necklaces, and bracelets, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Have you done dog collars?
No, I haven't.
You have to do something for Charlie.
Well, I joke, I need to pierce his ears, but that would be really neat. So I'm not going to do that.
Ooh.
But he has modeled lots of my designs just across his paw. And when we were at the shop, I did workshops, and kids would make jewelry. And so he would wear the jewelry that they made or anything that they crocheted. So he has been a glorious model.
All right, so when you come back up this way for the events, you are bringing Charlie with you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I have to come to the one of these events to meet Charlie. Well, to meet you in person, but also to meet Charlie.
No, Charlie's way more important. So.
But that's the weird thing. Ever since COVID started and I started doing the podcast virtually, I've been recording more. I've been meeting more people, and I cannot wait to meet all these people in person. It's weird. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes there's a lot of people that I've had on here, and I feel like just talking to them that I've known them forever. And, you know, it's like, there's one late young lady I've had on a couple of times, Paige Mulhausen. And we finally were able to meet in person one time when you had that little break or whatever. Yeah. It was like, we knew each other forever. It was weird. And another dog person too. She's another dog person.
I like her already.
Yeah, she actually raises those big dogs. Burmese Mountain Dog.
Oh, I love those.
And now she's, I think they have some, I'm probably gonna get it wrong, Burma Doodles.
That's a new one to me.
I think it's like a mixture between a
poodle.
Yeah.
That sounds glorious. I'm always open to hug. I think that's the hardest thing with COVID for me. Going for walks, and you can't pet all the dogs you pass. So, because you know, I'm all about 6 feet of distance, and so it's rough. It's rough. So
yeah, I'm bad with that. Well, actually, no, I don't. I just my neighbor's dog, because it's funny. He'll come out. He lives across the street. The dog will come out. She always runs right to the corner of their lot and always looking at my house waiting for me to come out. So, of course, I have to go out there. And look at that. She's another rescue, too. It's weird. It seems like the rescue dogs just are more what's the word I'm looking for?
Thankful.
Yes. 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 So, it's great. I love it. So, Julie, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Because your story is interesting. I mean, you went to graduate school, you got your degree in public health, but
you used it,
but now you're doing something that you started as a hobby for stress relief. And I'm sure you never thought that you were going to end up opening your own store. And above all, having seen your jewelry on, you know, TV, stars wearing it on TV, or people walking down the street, down Main Street, and you look over and you see your jewelry. So for anybody that is having second thoughts, or, you know, they like to do something, like they make their own jewelry, but they think that people don't like it, what bit of advice can you give them?
My advice is to stick with your passion and hone it. Don't be afraid to evolve. And I think that's what has kept me relevant. I love interacting with my customers and finding out what they like. So it's not just about, I think some artists get really pigeonholed and like, this is what I like to make and nothing else. But it's exciting. I actually started off as doing custom jewelry and wedding orders. And just last week, a loyal customer contacted me for a piece of jewelry for a friend's wedding. So you have to be able to adapt and change. And I think over the years, I've done that. And it's really benefited my business.
That's great.
That's great.
Oh, wow. Ooh. There was that echo. Well, Julie, I want to thank you so much for coming on. And if it hasn't been there yet, I have a funny feeling we're going to see your jewelry on the red carpet one day.
Yes, well, I did have some pieces worn at the Emmys, so.
You did?
I did. So,
wow.
But I'll work at it. Once we open back up, that'll be my next goal. I always set goals for myself, so.
When did that? That's got to be a rush.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
wow. Wow.
It's been a very fun ride. So, but I tell you, it's the best. I'm so lucky. I have such loyal fans and customers, and I love interacting with them and making pieces that they find special and makes them feel good.
Yeah.
You know, and that's my ultimate goal.
Well, anybody that wants any of Julie's designs, again, go to JulieEllenDesigns.com. I'll have the link right there in the show notes. And she's actually also been featured as Artist of the Week, so you can find the link there as well. Oh my God, just looking at it, I wish my wife wore jewelry because I would know what to buy. Because, I mean, just looking at all the jewelry on your website, it's amazing. And handmade. That's the part that gets me. You know, to see stuff like that being handmade from somebody local, to me, that makes it so much more special. And I would say is also priceless. So,
thank you. That's very sweet.
Julie, thank you so much for coming on. And best of luck to you, your husband, and the family and Charlie down there in Virginia. We can't wait to see you guys back up here.
Oh, we will be up. Don't worry. We'll be back. Thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate your support.
If you have an idea or something or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, let me know. Send me an email at podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com. Again, that's podcast@HarfordCountyLiving.com. And also, please leave a review. All you need to do is go to lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving. Again, lovethepodcast.com/HarcoLiving. Please leave a review. It helps me determine what type of guests to get on and subjects to talk about as well. And not only that, if you leave a review, I tend to give away prizes a lot. Gift cards. You know, my sponsors provide me with things that allow me to do that. So, you know, you're automatically entered once you leave a review. Even years down the road, if you left one today, if you left one last year, you're still eligible to, of course, win the prize. And also, if you don't mind, please follow our Facebook pages at Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, which is facebook.com/HCL show. And Harford County Living as well, which is facebook.com/HarfordCountyLiving. And of course, if you can, please support the show. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving. And every little donation helps me to keep this going. So again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HarcoLiving.